You're on Fab FM. It is our first day of broadcasting. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. Well, I couldn't think of a better time to introduce this next guest of mine, particularly being the first day, Dick Smith. Dick, you've had an amazing life doing so many things, an entrepreneur, aviator, businessman, philanthropist, political activist, now a documentary maker, but one thing that hangs as a banner over all of that is your passion for a fair go for everybody in this country. Where did that come from? Where did that belief system originally come from, do you think?
Hi, Paul. I think it came from my upbringing. First of all, with my family, my dad and mum were very fair. But also I was in the Cubs and then the Scouts. And we had this, you know, we had to do a good turn to someone every day. And that was the type of thing that was ingrained in us as kids.
Dick, Fab FM is very much into caring for the environment. It's part of who we are. And it's also part of who you are. As humans on this planet, what's our scorecard reading right now, do you think?
It's not that good. We have a situation where there's, of course, in the world about 7.5 billion people, and we're told it's going to go to 11 billion people. And in Australia, we have, as you know, 24 million. And if we keep increasing at the rate at the moment, we'll end up with 100 million at the end of this century. And most people realise that that's not going to be that good. We could probably have 100 million, but it'll probably mean lots of very poor people, and also we're going to damage the environment terribly.
The Great Barrier Reef, which is very close to our hearts up here, it's in trouble, but we've got so many good people working on it at the moment. Professor Ove Goldberg from the Queensland University is leading a team to try and preserve the Great Barrier Reef for future generations. Does it concern you that such beauty could be destroyed if we do not find a solution?
Absolutely. Look, just about every problem we have in the world today is going to be harder to fix with more people. And so that's what we've got to look at. We're running around trying to obviously restore and prevent problems that we're incurring. But you won't believe it. The United Nations doesn't even have a program on population. So one of the driving things, everyone's got to say, how can we get the world to stabilise population? And most importantly, how can we stabilise the population in Australia?
Dick, you didn't mention climate change.
No, I haven't, but I'm a believer in the fact that humans are affecting the climate, even though a good friend of mine, Ian Plimer, he's a disbeliever, and Alan Jones is a friend of mine. He's a total disbeliever. But I've looked at what I can. I mean, I don't have any qualifications. I'm a car radio installer, so I just have to look at common sense. And most of the scientists say that we are affecting the climate. Most importantly, when I flew around the world in my little helicopter in 1982-83, went right around the world at about 500 feet above the ground, and I came back, I'd never heard of climate change, but I said, look, I can't believe the damage we're doing to this world, that it's not having an effect. And of course, we now know it is having an effect, even if it's just by the carbon black that we put into the atmosphere. Going to China, and you can't see more than 2 or 3 kilometres. The pollution is so great.
So what do we do? I mean, we've got countries like China polluting like crazy, although they are doing something about it at the moment. But you've got the third world countries, India is another one, and they're just polluting away. So how does just an ordinary Australian make a difference?
It's going to be very hard to fix, because the driving problem is the fact that our economic system requires endless growth. That's endless perpetual growth. Otherwise, it'll go into recession. That's why we have to keep selling more coal or whatever it is to China, and it's why the Chinese economy has to keep growing. The economists all around the world spruik growth, and if something isn't growing, they say it's bad. But anyone with common sense knows that you can't have endless growth in a finite world, and so that's going to be a problem. How do we live in balance? And I don't actually have all the answers.
I say all the time, without protecting the environment, we don't have any tourism in Australia, let alone tourism up in far north Queensland. They work hand in hand, don't they?
Absolutely, definitely. And that's why, look, I'm really keen. One of the problems with population is the fact that we have this enormous immigration rate of over 200,000 a year, which will take our population to 100 million. I would much rather people come in as tourists, and it gives us great export income. And tourists love to come here. But one of the reasons they love to come here, especially the Chinese, is that it's such a low population density. So we certainly don't want to wreck that. So I'm keen on expanding tourism, where people come in, spend the money, which we can use to have a good society, society here, but then go back to their own homes when they finish their holiday.
We're talking to Dick Smith today on Fab FM. Well, Dick, around 8 years ago, you formed an Australian media production company called Smith & Nash to make films about energy, climate change, overpopulation and other topics. Your latest currently in production is something called Inside the Inferno, the science of bushfires. When you think of bushfires, you don't naturally straight away think of science.
No, you don't, but I'll tell you what, I mean, this is an arid land without any doubt, and the temperatures appear to me to be rising, and I live at Terry Hills on the northern suburbs of Sydney, and we adjoin the magnificent Gringo Chase. I'm looking out across the chase at the moment, and every 20 years or so, we get a horrendous bushfire. Now, I'm worried if the temperatures keep rising, even by, say, 1 or 2 degrees, and it's going to be hotter for bushfires, that could be just a terrible disaster. I don't know. I think most people listening would have seen that horrific situation in California where a complete suburb was razed by a bushfire. Normally you think, yes, if you live on the edge of the bush, you could lose your house, but this was a complete suburb because the wind were great and the temperatures were so high.
Dick, you're in your 73rd year, but you're still passionate about making a difference. Are you kicking goals? Are you winning some of the battles?
Well, I think I've failed on the population issue. 8 out of 10 Aussies think we should live in balance. And look, every Aussie family has a population plan. They can have 20 children, but they don't. Aussie families have the number of kids they can give a good life to. But I've failed on that. I'm trying to get one of our major parties to have a population plan. Haven't been able to get anywhere there. I'm also very interested in aviation reform. We should be the leaders in the world in flying training, especially, I mean, I've flown up Cape York. It's the most magnificent place to fly in the world. It's just so fabulous. But aviation, what I call general aviation, is nearly destroyed in this country. And it's because of just the most incredible, costly red tape that gets added every year that costs so much money, these small companies simply go broke. And so I'm also working on that. I'd love to be able to do some aviation reform.
Okay, let's touch on politics. We've seen a reality star become a US president, a man who believes that climate change is a hoax. What do you think that means to our planet now? Are you concerned?
Yeah, I am concerned. But one of the problems is that even if you believe in climate change, which I think most Aussies, it's only about 55%, I think, of Australians believe that humans are affecting the climate by increasing carbon dioxide. But it's all very well to believe in it. It's whether we can do anything about it, and that's going to be the problem. And I think one of the good writers said you need a Hitler walking into Poland moment. And what he was referring to is that before the Second World War, you had someone like Churchill saying, if we don't rein in Hitler, there's going to be terrible problems. And no one took any notice of him. And in the end, that resulted in between 30 and 60 million people losing their lives. Now, I think we're in the same situation now. I think we do have to do something about climate, but I don't think we're going to until something happens.
You said something needs to happen. What needs to happen?
Well, I don't really know what it is. I mean, people keep talking about rising oceans. That's going to happen very slowly and will affect the small countries, especially the Pacific Islands first, and a lot of those people will have to move out. But when it comes to, say, a wealthy society like Australia, I think one of the type of thing that happens is because you need all this growth, that means you have more and more people who have to give jobs to. But we're so ingenious creatures as human beings, we're designing ways of automating and bringing in robotics and artificial intelligence. And by the look of it, to me, there's going to be less jobs available, not more. Now, imagine we've got 24 million now, we're going to go to 100 million, but we're going to have less jobs. And I have this thing called Dick Smith Fair Go. If people key Dick Smith Fair Go into Google, you'll come up on our site. And I have a manifesto there, and it's supporting what Richard Branson supports and Bill Gates, and that is possibly what we call a living wage, where people will be paid not to work. And wow, that's an interesting one, isn't it?
Interesting is probably not the word. And finally, Dick Smith, how do you see Australia heading in, say, the next decade or two? Get out that Dick Smith crystal ball and tell me your thoughts.
Look, I think it's a wonderful country. There's no doubt about it. And I'm hoping we will stabilise the population. Like, I mean, 8 out of the 10 wealthiest countries on Earth, the Scandinavian countries, Switzerland, places like that, all have populations of less than 10 million. So if we stabilise the population, which I really hope we do, and by the way, all we need to do is bring our immigration down to 70,000, the long-term average. That's still incredibly generous. I'm very pro-immigration. It's what's made Australia so fantastic. But if you brought it from the 200,000 now back to the 70,000 of Paul Keating's time, we'd stabilise our population about 30 million. That will start to bring the house prices into a reasonable field where young couples can afford a house again, and we've got more chance of employing people. If we do that, I think we're very fortunate people, probably some of the most fortunate. Australia and New Zealand, we're probably two of the most fortunate countries on this earth.
Dick Smith, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for joining us here at FabFM, our first day for a bit of a chin wag.
Wonderful, and it's great to hear about the new station. Really fantastic.